Good afternoon. Another dry, cold day across interior New York and New England with high pressure in control, keeping the weather pattern quiet for the time being. Although, despite all that sunshine, we're having trouble climbing too much out of the teens, and most places will top out in the low 20s by mid to late afternoon. Another clear night tonight. If the winds go calm, most locations will be down to zero, if not as low as 10 below. If we get a bit of a breeze, readings will remain up above zero slightly. Either way, it'll be a cold start tomorrow morning. And we'll have plenty of sunshine on Saturday, at least to start the day, before some high clouds stream in later on. With the high pressure center over top of us, temperatures will reach into the lower 20s once again. A few weak disturbances will head our way for the day on Sunday and into Sunday night. Right now, it appears that these storms will not merge together to form a bigger storm and bring us a more substantial snow, but cloudy skies with off-and-on snow showers will be common late Sunday and especially into Sunday night, which could dust up the ground, perhaps even up to a couple of inches into the early morning period on Monday. Temperatures on Sunday will top out in the middle 20s. We'll dry it out during the day on Monday. It'll be breezy and cold still with readings in the lower 20s, and then even colder on Tuesday. Despite mostly sunny skies, highs will stay in the teens. Another dry day on Wednesday with high pressure and control, more sunshine, some high clouds streaming in later with temperatures going back into the 20s before the next system approaches on Thursday. Right now it looks like a chance of snow or mixed precipitation with highs on Thursday in the middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, very cold air continues to be the story across the middle of the country. Wind chill advisories are out for a large part of the plains into the Great Lakes. Wind chill values in most locations will be between 15 and 30 below zero. Frost advisories are even out for the Rio Grande Valley in southernmost Texas, with the temperatures dipping toward freezing. And in Brownsville, Texas, on the Mexico border, a winter weather advisory is out for freezing drizzle. And winter storm warnings are in effect for parts of the Intermountain West all the way toward coastal sections of Oregon and Northern California, where it's been so very dry. A storm coming in off the Pacific Ocean will drop 6 to 12 inches of snow on many locations, with the highest terrain getting as much as 2 feet of snow into the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Opa-locka and Miami, both in Florida, to a low of 47 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower to mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny near 30, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with snow showers and highs in the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 48 set in 2005 and in 1951, and the record low 18 below zero in 1995. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:16 p.m. 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today, with highs staying in the teens. Partly cloudy tonight, a few snow showers in spots with lows 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the middle 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows near zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 5 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, lower 20s, some light snow possible Sunday and Sunday night, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Monday, lower 20s. Teens with mostly sunny skies Tuesday, mostly sunny Wednesday, 20s and lower 30s with snow or mixed precipitation on Thursday. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.